Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Hello and welcome to the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com. Josh Mitchell back in our studios downtown Adrian. I'm Ian Wendt here at Frickers. It's nice and warm in here today. Lots of great specials going on. Weekday, everyday values. You got the boneless chicken, bone-in chicken, sirloin steak, and chicken chunks. That's Monday through Thursday. Don't forget their lunch specials. It's the $6.99 special here at Frickers. Open until 2. So 11 till 2. Get a great deal. Also, they're featuring their happy hour, 3 until 6 p.m. and then 9 p.m. until close. Select drinks, domestic personal pitchers, beer buckets, Long Island's Frick coolers, and Frickeritas. Pretty fancy margarita. Also, they have snacks, discounted brew fries, onion straws, pretzel bites, mini corn dogs, and nachos and cheese. So stop on by Frickers in Adrian on South Main Street today. Here's a rundown of our show tonight. We'll be talking some cornhole, some track and field, some ACHA hockey, women's D1, and the men's Division II team as well. But we're going to kick things off with our cornhole team at Adrian College. We have Morgan Blond and Abby Trepkowski. They were both on a trip. We're going to talk about that at length. Morgan is a senior from Litchfield, and Abby a junior from Sandusky, Michigan. Not Sandusky, Ohio, just to clarify for everyone else. Let's just learn a little bit more about you two that maybe didn't, from the ESPN broadcast. We'll go with Morgan first, a senior at Adrian College. So you've been around for all of the cornhole program at AC. Can you tell us what got you to Adrian and your experience playing cornhole?
Yeah, I started playing cornhole 3 years ago when the team originated. So that I was one of the original players, as is Abby. I started playing cornhole the summer before they had a team, and then they announced they had a team, and I'm like, oh, cool, let's just join, and it'll be fun. And then here I am 3 years later playing on the big stage on ESPN. So
very cool. So no intent to really play at the collegiate level?
No.
When you first started? Okay. Abby, can we get a little bit more about your background and what brought you to the school? You're a junior, so the team has been around your whole time at school.
Yeah, so I joined the cornhole team. So I guess back this up. When I came to school for sneak peek day, before I started my freshman year, I had found out there was a cornhole team. And I thought that would be super cool, so I emailed Max, and here I am.
And here you are in a very cool weekend recently. Both of you competed at the ACL Collegiate National Championships, again, down in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a repeat for both of you? Morgan, were you there last year as well?
Yeah, so this is our third year going. It's for the American Cornhole League National College Championships. So the first year we went down, and my teammate and I made it on ESPN, and we ended up sixth in the nation. We went last year, and my teammate and I, Alex, we were one game away from making the ESPN broadcast. And then this year we unfortunately had to beat our own teammates to make it back onto ESPN. So this is our third year being there, yep.
Okay, so Abby, with that, I remember, was it last year where two teams played each other in the bracket play to move on? But, sometimes it's friendly fire and you don't really make up the brackets. Could you talk about your experience doing this? Was this your first time going, or have you been previous years?
This is my second year going. Last year, I really wasn't as good as I am this year, so I didn't really expect much. I was just there to have fun. This year, same thing. Ended up losing to Morgan and Alex. It was a pretty good game. It was a lot of fun, though.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I would have never thought of it, cornhole being a college sport. Could you kind of take us into what a typical practice is like, Morgan, for cornhole? Is it very much, I mean, is it all just throwing bags? Do you do weightlifting? Is it, you know, what goes into a typical practice?
Yeah, so I think we practice about an hour and a half to 2 hours a day. More, some of us actually practice probably 4 or 5 hours a day throughout the day.
Okay.
But we get to practice. We all throw around. We end up playing games. We do drills like push shots and air mails and roll bags, and there's just a bunch of different types of bags you can throw. But no, we do not weightlift. We don't run. It's just a pretty chillax sport. So
that could help with recruiting.
Yes,
right?
For sure.
Abby, with the sport itself, I think most people know how the scoring goes.
Right.
Is it similar in college, or is something a little different in the college game?
The only thing that's different, I would say, is like when we went to Myrtle Beach, they do it's round limited. Every game is round limited, so you don't necessarily play 221, but scoring-wise, it's the same. But
so round limited is you only get a certain number of throws.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get to 21, whoever's ahead wins?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, so we played like 12 rounds. It was 12-round limited.
What kind of competition did you two play against down in South Carolina? Is it, I mean, the schools that a lot of people know the names of, you know, nationwide?
So a few of the schools that we played was Winthrop University, which is the other college that has a university varsity sport for cornhole. And then Oklahoma State, we played. Tennessee, we played. Wisconsin Whitewater, we played. Am I missing any of them?
I don't know. Did you say Tennessee?
I said Tennessee. Florida State was another
Florida
one we
State,
played.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm assuming with those schools, it's more of I don't want to say club.
Yes, it's
but
a club
it's very much a
yes.
Do your own thing,
yes.
And you get to wear the school colors
kind
of deal.
Yep.
Abby, with that not being the case in Adrian, where it's more of like a varsity sport, is give more structure to, you know, the season. Do you like that aspect of this? It's more of a team than, you know, what other big schools have?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a lot of fun. We get to do traveling all together, and it's just very organized. Whereas, you know, I talk to some of these other players from these other schools, and they tell us how horrible it is for them to try to get to these tournaments, and we just have it pretty good, and it's just a lot of fun.
Talking with Morgan Blonde and Abby Tripkowski with the cornhole team at Adrian College, recently going down to the Collegiate National Championships. Lost my train of thought. Okay. Sticking with my note sheet here. Four throwers finishing 3-1 in the singles bracket. So successful weekend. Kind of building a program. Like I heard your coach on some stream or whatever it was, some video talking about, you know, building this program, and you two have been around it for its existence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously you want to do better, but I'd say you're at a pretty good spot now. Could you maybe, Morgan, since you're a senior, we'll go with you, kind of from the start to where it is now, kind of night and day a little bit? Like,
oh, definitely. When I started, I mean, it was really that started, it was just a group of friends, Griffin Renard and his brother Austin. Austin owns Kill Shots here in Adrian, and who also sponsors us. So it was like a group of Griffin's friends that all wanted to play cornhole, so they made a team. And then the first year, I mean, the skills were okay. We were decent. Last year, same thing, but there was a few of us that were improving. But this year, our team has grown, like, amazingly, and we have so many good players this year. So it's exciting.
I got my train of thought back on. Abby, the makeup of the team, how many roughly are on the team? Obviously, it's co-ed. Would you say it's an older team or a younger team?
We're definitely younger.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely younger.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Is it about 50-50, you know, male-female split?
60-40. 60-40.
Okay. And a younger team, so that's good. Do you... Is there some sort of recruiting that coach has you guys do? Or like, hey, do you know someone maybe in school right now that would want to play? Or do you know if coach goes out and recruits kids?
I mean, yeah, he does. He does go and recruit, yeah. Sometimes people will ask us, like, at these tournaments we play, they ask about Adrian College and the Cornell program. Some of them have reached out to our coach that way.
Very interesting. Morgan, being a senior, next step, could you see yourself staying somehow connected to Cornhole in this way, or it's kind of a, you know, hang the bags up? I don't know what you would do when you're done playing, but obviously it's a sport you can play your whole life as long as you can do the motion, kind of like golf. But do you see some kind of future maybe doing something with Cornhole?
Oh, definitely. I'm planning on this summer going down to the American Cornhole League Worlds, and then the week after that they do ACL Pro tryouts. So I am going to try out to be a pro this year.
Wow. Very cool. Yeah. And what does that entail?
You travel around the U.S. playing big cornhole tournaments and
try to win them and
make money.
Keep doing it.
Yep.
Pick up sponsorships.
Yep.
Things like that. Okay. Abby, you're a junior, so another year in school. If you want to keep playing, you know, could you see yourself maybe trying to do something afterwards? Or
yeah, definitely. I mean, I had never touched a cornhole bag before coming here, so I find it really fun. I would definitely love to keep playing after college.
Very cool. Let's see. Morgan, your doubles partner, we brought up Alex Weaver, not on the show today. Is he over here? Is he? Okay.
Nope.
There is a team aspect to it. Obviously, there's singles and doubles. You play at opposite ends of the court or the field of play, I'll call it. How much strategy can go into it? How much communication are you allowed to have? Do you talk the whole time, or how do you do that?
Oh, yeah, you can talk the whole time to your partner. Alex and I don't talk much because we have a lot of trust in each other, and we know each other's bags very well. And we're both very knowledgeable about cornholes. So we don't talk much, but I will say this. You are allowed to talk crap about the other team, but to your partner. You can't say it to the other person. So that is one really fun thing if you want to get in somebody's head, yeah.
So, like, give an example, like, radio-friendly.
Okay. So, say somebody misses the bag off to the left of the hole. You're like, oh, well, he's not going to make the next one. And you can say that to your partner, but you cannot be like, oh, you're going to miss the next one, because that you'll not be liked if you do that.
Okay. Maybe more people want to pick up the sport now.
It's fun.
Yeah. Abby, I don't see a partner listed. So do you play singles or?
No,
or
my partner, he's actually over there.
His
name is Gage. He's a freshman this year. So we just started playing, you know, this fall. And he's actually a lot of fun to play with. We talk all the time. He gets really, really hyped up, I would say, when
does.
He plays. He plays golf. When he's not throwing a bag, he pretends like he's swinging a golf club.
Okay.
So he's just standing off to the side, pretending
active.
Like he's taking a putting stroke.
Being a freshman, do you coach him at all? Or
no, he's pretty good.
No? Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Talk strategy when you need to and golf in his downtime.
Yeah.
All right, well, it was nice talking to both of you. Congrats on the success and continued success for both you and the program.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And once again, talking with Morgan Blonde and Abby Trepkowski with the Cornhole team over at Adrian College. Find out more about the team, adrianbulldogs.com, or download the Adrian College app. We are going to take a break. We're going to talk some track and field with their head coach. So we'll talk with Coach Hoover right after these messages. This is the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Take in a hockey game this week with games on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Women's basketball plays at home on Wednesday, and men's and women's volleyball have home games on Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Take in a hockey game this week with games on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Women's basketball plays at home on Wednesday, and men's and women's volleyball have home games on Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian on a Monday night. Glad to have you all along with us, Ian Wentz. Stacy Mitchell is here on behalf of 96.5 The Cave. Gino Capocchione with ACTV. I think I was close on the name. I'm confident that was very close on the name. Our waitress always does a great job, Tara, working here on Monday nights, keeping me in line, the SID at Adrian College, Mike Prang getting all these interviews around. And speaking of interviews, we're going to talk some track and field. The third-year head coach of the Adrian College track and field team, Ty Hoover. Coach, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
to be honest, didn't realize that we hadn't talked before. I thought maybe last year we got you on, but we've certainly talked to some of your student-athletes. But it's nice to meet you and talk about your team. Third year at Adrian College. Could you clue our listeners in to, like, how you got to the school and then maybe go back to your track and field experience?
Yeah, no problem at all. I think, like most jobs, I guess I stumbled into it for a second, you know. I took a risk. I wasn't sure if I was ready for that step just yet to be a head coach, but, you know, I put my foot in the door, and Coach Rainey and Meg and all of them have given me a great opportunity and a great chance to be here. And, you know, really just kind of going at it full swing right now, trying to do what I can.
Good. So. I mean, it's a good place to start, right? The D3 level, Adrian College, you know, it's a smaller campus and kind of easier to get acclimated. What was your stop prior to this? Was there a stop, or is this it?
Kind of a stop. So actually, you know, it's funny. I was looking to be at the D3 level. I love the D3 level. I was an athlete in the conference. I attended Trine University. So
wow.
Just down south a little bit. Yeah. I ran track there my entire time, and I loved it. You know, it was the D3 atmosphere that I fell in love with, and I knew I wanted to stay around this level, to be honest. And so that kind of also the stop before this, I did a lot of my internships and my first experiences in coaching were at Trine. I had the opportunity to step up not only on the team but with some other teams on campus, help out on the cross-country side, help out on the strength and conditioning side, and then that first semester after graduation, you know, I stayed there at Trine ready to help out and coach, and then Adrian's opportunity opened up, and I was excited for it. So kind of it was just a jump up the road. I get to compete against them all the time and everything.
And it's not every day that these two schools trade coaches. You know, it happens, right, but not too many between a couple of rival schools.
Exactly. But,
you know, it is what it is. A job's a job. And, you know, 3 years in, you got your feet wet and you're building a program. And how do you think it's going so far?
Honestly, I think about this quite a bit, and you know what I mean, my coaches talk about it, and we talk about this with recruits on how the program's going and how we're building into it, and it's just amazing. You know, we're a very young coaching staff too. My entire staff is all pretty young, and so every year the goal is just to get better at what we do. We look back on the previous year and what went right, what went wrong, and how can we improve. And each year we are. You know, we're bringing in, you know, more kids or better kids in the sense of it, and we're retaining. Our kids are improving. And that's the main goal, right, to build a successful program. It's the depth in total for multiple years, not one right. peak year, and it's we're looking to continue to build and grow continuously. I think that's where our success lies.
And, you know, you brought up your passion for Division III. Transfer portal kids, it's harder to build that way in D3, right? Occasionally you get come down from D2 or NAIA, or a kid wants to come close to home. So would you say most of your recruiting is high school students?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. 90+% of it, right? We had a few transfers come in this year, and they've been awesome. But primarily, we're looking for those high school seniors, you know, looking for D3, to be honest. You know, it's a mindset to be here. So,
right. You know, people know the dynamic. D3 is different than D2 and D1 in a lot of ways. Maybe I'm speaking for a minority of our listeners, but could you explain the difference? I mean, we have the track and field team. I know there's some indoor stuff. There's outdoor stuff. People might get these teams confused. You got cross country that runs at certain times. Could you kind of break that up for me?
Yeah, absolutely. So to keep it simple, they're all runners, and to an extent, right? I mean, we do have some throwers and field events and such, but think of cross country is, you know, first semester, they start running September, end by about November. By that time, my indoor track kids have already started training. Indoor track is strictly inside. It's typically a smaller track. It's 200 meters. It's similar events. It's just done on a smaller track, tighter curves, a couple differences in events, right? But not too many crazy ones. We'll compete indoor while the weather's, you know, it's like it is right now. And in January here in Michigan, we're not liking to be outside right now. And then after indoor season, it ends around February, you know, March. We're coming into March is when our indoor conference championship will be. And then we're right into outdoor. We don't have a break. Cross-country runners specifically, to give it to them, the distance runners, they almost don't have any break. They go from cross-country, maybe get a week or two to relax, right into indoor. Everyone gets about maybe 1 week, unless you're a national qualifier, and then you're probably getting nothing.
Yeah.
And then you're right into outdoor. And we compete. Our outdoor will be, you know, the outdoor championships beginning of May. Outdoor nationals is the end of May. So it's a long year.
So are all cross-country runners also track, or
yeah,
are there some that only do one?
I'd say they're, I can't speak for every program across the nation, but predominantly 99% of cross-country runners are distance runners in track. They've been one and the same. They wear the same uniform, right? Coach Miles, the head cross-country coach, he's our distance coach for track. Like, he's, you know, so.
Got it. Always seem to learn something on this show. I am not, I don't know if you could tell, people listening don't know because they can't see me. Not a runner, not a track, not a field person. Maybe later in life I'll pick that up, but can get confusing. So you have indoor happening, just getting ramped up, right? It says you competed in one competition in early December, probably with, you know, flowers on the trees and birds singing in December.
A little bit.
I don't know. Yeah,
not the worst.
Not like it is now. What's your early look at this iteration of Bulldog Track and Field?
It was a lot, to be honest. I would use that word right there, just a lot. This was our biggest recruitment class we brought in, one for my coaching staff, but also just in the general for the team. They haven't seen this many freshmen, and there's a positive and negative with that in all worlds. They are all so excited. They're so eager. But also, I have less than 6 or 7 seniors on my team, right? And we had 40 freshmen come in to compete.
Like, whoa.
So the leadership, right, is still developing. And I know I talked to my seniors, you know, and they're pretty funny with it. And they're like, there's just so many of them to, like, get in line or to make sure they know what they're doing and stuff like that. So I think that it's exciting to see what we could do and see the future. The team's excited. And to have all these young, you know, guys and girls on the team and – really, you know, they've just put in so much work already. They came in with the mentality that we were looking for, and everyone's excited to see it. You know, they're hungry for it. So,
with indoor season, I'm going to assume that blue gym at the Marilat, your team occupies quite a bit.
We do.
There's some construction going on the outskirts of campus. Will that be a facility that your team utilizes quite a bit?
It will be, yeah. Okay. I had the privilege to sit in on a lot of those meetings for, you know, when they were planning out this new facility, and we talked about how the track and field team could use it, and we're beyond excited. I can't even, there's not enough words to talk about the level that it's going to take the team to. The Blue Gym, you know, it's nice to have somewhere. We're more fortunate than most teams. I get that. So we're not going to look down on that. But an upgrade's an upgrade, and that's what it is. And the team's going to, health-wise too, for the team, the legs and stuff are going to feel a lot better in there on a new facility, new ground. So
that might be, is it probably next season or maybe this year? Next year for sure.
Definitely next year for sure. Yeah, definitely. Because, okay. And I mean, we like being outside. To be honest, we do. Outside just offers up a lot more opportunities for us. So as soon as that weather does turn around for us, we're going to be back on our outdoor track, which the new facility is being built right next to it.
Sure. Yeah. So. Talking with Ty Hoover, the third-year head coach of the Bulldog track and field team. All right, let's talk about one of those freshmen. You mentioned the big freshman class. You had a school record broken by a freshman, so what he has to do is continue to break his own record. But Jackson Hayward, the school 400-meter record, was it by a hair or did he blow it out of the water?
He blew it out of the water. And Jackson was real special in that race. To be honest, he had not ran 400s before in high school. I didn't recruit him to run that event. He's a really good hurdler up here from Ann Arbor Huron, actually, so not too far from us. And we'd had a lot of talks coming into the year about, you know, his potential and what he's going to do throughout the year and what he could showcase. You know, we have big goals in nationals, but it's in the 400 hurdles. That's not an event indoor. I was like, you know, let's get ready for the 400. We start training him for it. We get closer to the meet time. I wasn't going to put him in it right away. And he asked for it. He's like, Coach, can I do the 400? And I was like, absolutely. And I remember on the bus ride there, I went and we were talking on the bus ride there. And I was like, you know what the plan is? He says, all right. And we break down the race plan and the strategy that's going to go into it. And the school record goes down today if you follow through on this. And that's exactly what he did. He went out. He opened up hard. He led the race from the very beginning as a freshman. He didn't see a single person the entire time. And came through that finish line. And what could be considered 2 seconds faster than the record, there's a conversion thing that goes on. And it's okay. A whole different thing.
Just for a visual for people, 400 meters, do you think once around the track, like a football field track, is that kind of a fair?
One lap around the track. A quarter of a mile, if you want to look at it that way. Yep, he did it in 48 seconds, so he was moving. It's incredible. Not a lot of people in this world can do that.
No, your team's going to compete, it says, every weekend on the road to get ready for the MIAA Championships on March 1st, hosted by Trine. Is it like when I talk to cross-country people and it's like you need to build up to an event or to a couple of events, is it the same for the indoor season track and field? Because the ultimate goal is to win the team or win as an individual. Can you explain that to me, how that works?
So our goal nowadays is to win as a team. It is to win the conference championship as the men's team or the women's team. You know, they're obviously separately scored. Now, you do get individual winners through events. We've had plenty in the past. We have some seniors that are absolutely dominant in our conference. But we do build up to that event. And so these other meets we do on the weekends are typically to build for that event, right? You know, they're not always the greatest meets we run in. Like, you know, a lot of my kids get spread thin. They'll run 5 or 6 events at some of these meets on these weekends, but come conference time, they're running 1 or 2, and they're focused on that 1 or 2 and getting that win in that one. So,
what's a postseason like then? Is there a team postseason and individual?
It's really just individual at that point. It can be team if you qualify enough individuals for nationals. It's a team one. But to be honest, to qualify at our level of track and field, the biggest thing about D3 is, at that level of nationals, it doesn't matter if you're D3 or D1, right?
Oh, they all compete together?
No, not necessarily, but the times are going to be similar, right? Like, the fastest guy in D3 happened just this recent year. A guy won D3 nationals 2 years ago in the 200. He turned around last year and won D1 nationals. Like, that's the type of competitors we face all the time.
Wow.
It's more of individual, and you have to qualify. You have to be top 22 in the nation previous to the event to even qualify to go to it. So it's tough. Out of thousands of competitors in one event, you have to be top 22.
Wow. And just mental note, fans out there, March 14th and 15th for the Indoor Nationals. That's in New York, so we'll see if we can get some Bulldogs to qualify. MIAA Championships, Coach, March 1st, hosted by?
Trine. Yeah. We'll be there indoor. We actually compete there a couple times, getting us ready to be on that facility, take away some of that home field advantage.
That's right. Well, good stuff, Coach. It's great to meet you and good talking with you, track and field. I learn a lot. Sports that, you know, I don't talk about all the time or people don't highlight as often as they should, it's always nice to learn about them. And, you know, we'll keep an eye on you and your team the rest of the way. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
And, again, that was Ty Hoover with the track and field team at Adrian College, the third-year head coach. We're going to go from – see, we went from cornhole, track and field. Now we're going to go to the ice. We have Allison Shaw standing by, the ACHA Women's Division I Hockey senior defenseman. She's one of the two captains on the squad. We'll talk to her after these messages. This is the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Take in a hockey game this week with games on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Women's basketball plays at home on Wednesday, and men's and women's volleyball have home games on Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Take in a hockey game this week with games on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Women's basketball plays at home on Wednesday, and men's and women's volleyball have home games on Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian. Getting ready for some playoff football tonight, about 25 minutes from the Rams and the Vikings. Lions fans can just sit back and enjoy, watch other people play some playoff football. But this is a place to be, Frickers in Adrian on South Main. My name is Ian Wentz. We've had great conversations with Morgan Blunt, Abby Trapkowski with Cornhole, and then Ty Hoover with the track and field team, the head coach. We're going to go to the ice, the Arrington Ice Arena. Many, many teams over there. It's tough to get ice time, but there's no ice here. It's all us. We're all good. We got Allison Shaw with the ACHA Women's D1 Hockey Team, senior defenseman from Belle River, Ontario, one of the two captains on this Bulldog team. Tess McCarro is the other captain. What a nice start to the season. You know, no big hangover from an ultra-successful season last year. Do you have your ring? Do you just wear it all around? And
I don't, okay. But it's things special to me, but I should.
Yeah, well, you're making room for the next one,
yeah,
right?
I show pictures of it all the time.
I mean, 17-3-2 kind of speaks for itself. 7-0 in the conference. Doing it with a different coaching staff than last year. Can we get your early thoughts on the season?
Coming in, I mean, our coach got hired just like as we got to school this year, so it's been different. Definitely not same team though. So, I mean, 17-3, that's pretty good.
Right. It's kind of, you know, I feel like every team that's got a new coach in that building is kind of set here.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, an interesting, things could be bumpy to start the year, but I think, you know, They figure your team out, your team figures them out, and eventually you hope all of it gels. But right now you're on a five-game winning streak. Hard to do those, especially when you have a target on your back, right? I mean, everyone comes in and to use the – I mean, it's their Stanley Cup, right, when they play the Bulldogs.
100%. They did that even before we won. So now that we did win, it's even more of a target now.
Being a senior on this team, you know, obviously a lot of the production, we see it. And, you know, points from a defenseman normally don't happen too much, but you found a way to put 13 points on the board, 8 goals, 5 assists. Who is your defense partner typically? Do you skate with the same girl, or does it rotate?
Yeah, I've been with Taylor Gregan for the past 2.5 years. She's been my D partner.
Wow. So not much need to talk about or go through.
Freshman year roommate, and I still live with her today.
What – good segue to freshman year. What brought you to campus and to this team 4 years ago?
It was during COVID, so there wasn't much going on, really. I always knew I wanted to go to the States, and I live 2 hours from Adrian, just in Canada. So it's really close, and I actually did a tour here one time when I was, 12. And we played against my team now, as 15-year-olds. It was pretty fun. And I don't know, I just ended up here in the middle of COVID. Showed up and had never even seen the campus.
All those circumstances, restrictions, and being from Canada, there were probably some extra hoops you had to jump through to even get into the States.
Yeah, there was lots of them.
Yeah.
Lots of them.
And obviously the decision has paid off.
It has. You know, it definitely has. Goes by fast.
It does. And I don't know if you're getting a fifth year or what the situation is for you. Is this it?
It is. I do have a fifth year, but this is it for me.
Okay.
Yep.
You got plans in store already, or we'll see?
Plans in stone? No. I have some ideas. I'm going to go into policing eventually.
Okay.
That's my major. I'll go back to Canada, though, OPP, and I'll apply, but probably wait a couple years before I apply.
Okay. I want to. It was a newer program, I think, when I was in school. But there is some kind of. What's the technical major that you'll be getting?
It's criminal justice, and you can choose to go law enforcement or lawyer. And I'm in the law enforcement track, so.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Getting back to hockey, I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask you anyway, being that you're from Canada. When did you start playing hockey? And if it's 3 years old.
You'll probably never guess. I was 13.
You waited till you were 13?
I was a figure skater.
Oh, okay. Well, you're on the ice.
Yeah, but it's not
you
the same.
You were close. No, it's not. Okay, so why the switch?
I'm a hockey family. My dad, my brother, my cousins, aunts, uncle, everybody. Hockey, everything.
So it was a natural move?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I just one day decided I didn't want to figure skate anymore. Started playing hockey, and yeah, I guess here I am.
Wow. See, I was off by 10 years.
Usually the answer is 3 years
it's
old.
It's three,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you didn't, or did you go through, I know the hockey thing is different. I think people in America are like, all right, you play the sport in high school, then you go to college. Hockey's kind of different in that way.
It is. High school's not really a big deal for us. We struggle to even make teams in Canada, so it's more like club teams or your city. You play there and you travel, at least for girls hockey, you travel far just to play another team. There's not that many around.
So is that juniors that they would call it?
Yeah, it's there's double A, triple A juniors.
Okay, and then where does that normally fit in into that?
Most people go double A, then they go play juniors until, for girls 18, for guys it's 21. So we don't get the extra years that they do, and then wherever it takes you after that, yeah.
So you could be a 21-year-old freshman on a men's team.
You could be. Most of the guys are.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
How that all works out. And so you kind of got a late start.
Very
right?
late.
13. But it sounds like you had some coaching in the family or you know, some natural ability there too.
Yeah. My dad was my coach for a lot of years until I came here. He still coaches me from the stands, but
I was gonna say, are they able to make trips and come watch you play?
They come often, almost every weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Talking with Allison Shaw with the ACHA Women's D1 team. Well, Bulldogs, they ranked number 2 in the country in the latest national poll. Every team is different. Is that something that your locker room talks about, you know, standings or rankings or polls or anything like that?
Yeah, we definitely follow the rankings because, I mean, who wouldn't? It's cool to be ranked second, but I don't think they always, like, represent what a team actually might be. Like, the fifth-place team is probably not always the fifth-place team. And we talk about, like, the target on our back. Teams always come in, and we get their best game every time. So even if it's a lower-ranked team, we still talk about that. It usually doesn't mean that.
Talking about, you know, leadership last year, you were an assistant captain on the national championship win, first women's team in Adrian College history to win that, and now you're one of two captains. It's not given, right? It's earned to wear a C.
Yes, not given at all.
Yeah. Could you just talk about maybe your leadership style? Are you more of a vocal leader, or are you lead by example?
I think a little bit of both. I mean, I like to butt in when it's needed, but I like to lead by example on the ice too.
With your play on the ice, obviously you're offensive minded, or you just take a lot of shots and 8 of them go in.
I'm very offensive minded.
Yeah. Would you say you're more of a finesse player or a physical player?
I would say both again. I would say both again. It depends.
Okay. Depends on the situation.
Yeah.
Like, gets a little chippy.
I'd get chippy too.
You'll do what you can do.
Yeah.
This is a great opportunity to ask this. I obviously watched a lot of hockey at the Arrington. I did public address for the women's D2 games this weekend, and the refs kind of let them get a little physical, more than I'm used to seeing. Is that something that your team would like to be in the game more? Because, you know, they'll call it body checking, and it's like, well, it looked like a good hit, but there's certain kind of rules in the women's game.
Yeah, there is. It's no hitting officially. The refs definitely let us play.
Okay. Do you like that, or would you rather?
Yeah,
okay.
Me personally, and our team we're a chippy team. Like, if we have to be, we'll play down to like calm game. But when a team riles us up a little bit,
and they let you do it, right?
Most of the time, we've gotten into some penalty trouble. I mean, every team does, but
yeah. Okay, I haven't talked to someone who's thought, I like that. I like that we can't hit or shouldn't hit.
It's not even like a can't. I mean, it's never good to open ice hit somebody, but like rub them off into the boards. I mean, it's part of the game.
Right. Yeah. I mean, nothing egregious.
Yeah.
But like a legal hit in a men's game might not be legal in a women's game.
No, but I've seen people get away with it.
Yes.
Just depends on the ref.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I just want to get some opinion on that, and I don't know if it'll ever change or if they just rough it on the ice differently. And
it also depends
on
the arena. I know in our home rink, it gets like let go more than if we go to an away game somewhere. The refs might be different.
Interesting. Well, speaking of home game, your next game is home. You're going to play this coming Sunday. It's a 1 o'clock game against University of Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Is that going to be the first ever? I mean, that's a crazy game to get on the calendar.
Yeah, for me it is. They must be making a trip down here to play a bunch of the Michigan teams. I don't know.
Yeah, very, very cool. Have you gone on a trip similar to that? Like, you'll go to New York or Connecticut and you'll play some teams?
Yeah, we actually just went to North Dakota. It was
okay.
22-hour bus ride.
How many games did you get to play?
We played 3.
Okay.
Three games, 2 against Minot State and then 1 against University of Jamestown.
Those are teams I know.
Yeah, right? We actually won all 3, so it made the trip worth it.
There you go.
40 hours on a bus was lots of team bonding.
Yeah. You can only watch so many movies, right?
In
a 20-hour.
There's only so much to talk about.
Yeah, that too.
When we see each other every day, we don't know what to do.
Right, and then, you know, if you're a senior and you know other seniors, and like, it's not like, go around and tell us a fun fact about yourself.
No, we already know everything about each other.
Yeah, well, good luck on Sunday and the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Keep an eye on the Bulldogs, defending national champions until someone says otherwise. Thanks for talking, Allison. It's good to talk to you.
You too. Thank you.
And again, that was Allison Shaw with the ACHA Women's D1 Hockey Team at Adrian College. Again, they will be at home next on Sunday the 19th. It's a 1 o'clock puck drop against the University of Rhode Island. We go from Women's D1 to Men's D2 ACHA Hockey. Sean Potts joins me on the show in just a moment. It's the ACHA All Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Take in a hockey game this week with games on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Women's basketball plays at home on Wednesday, and men's and women's volleyball have home games on Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Take in a hockey game this week with games on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Women's basketball plays at home on Wednesday, and men's and women's volleyball have home games on Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Welcome back to the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com, here at Frickers in Adrian on South Main Street with Josh Mitchell in our Cave Studios. I'm Ian Wentz on location. Great to talk Adrian College Athletics with you on the program. It's Monday night, 7 to 8 here at Frickers. We're getting close and close to that Monday night football game. This is the place to be, Frickers in Adrian. I think they're still hiring, too, so stop on by if you want to get some local employment. We've talked some ACHA women's D1 hockey, some track and field, and some cornhole. We're going to stay on the ice and talk about the ACHA men's Division II hockey program and their team captain, junior defenseman from Liberty Township, Ohio. I don't say it like goose, but here's Sean Potts. Thanks for doing the show today, Sean.
Yeah, thanks for having me tonight.
All right. Boy, good start to the year, 12-3-1, kind of building off the success from last year and hoping to go further, but, you know, kind of starts now. It's a long season.
Right, absolutely. We set a pretty good goal for ourselves last year. I think we ended up breaking a team record for most wins in the season and got a lot of talent returning and a lot of talent coming in from new guys, so we're looking to do something special this year as well.
Would you say you're more of a younger team or a more veteran team?
We got a lot of new guys coming in, yeah. So I think a younger team, I would say.
A little bit younger.
A lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomores. So.
And you being a junior captain, you know, it kind of leads to younger team, right?
Right.
Junior captain, normally it's senior captain, but guys must look up to you in the locker room. How would you describe your leadership style? I asked Allison Shaw about this. Are you more of a vocal leader or lead by example kind of guy?
Try to do a little bit of both. I like to talk. Let the guys know what's going on, stuff like that, obviously, you know, if we need to pick something up or anything like that. But I also like to kind of lead by example, how, you know, how I play on the ice and, you know, off the ice and stuff like that. So
ACHA season to me seems so long. Like, you start, it seems like, in late October, and then you're playing into March and April with a long break in between.
Yeah.
You're kind of in that break right now, but you have 5 games in 10 days from the 16th through the 26th, so it's like, all right, here we go.
Yeah, quick jump start back into it. So we got our first game back this Thursday, so we're looking forward to getting back into it for sure.
So on the season, 8 points, 3 goals, 5 assists in 23 games. Braden Morris still leads you guys in points with 14 goals, 9 assists. Are you more of a, would you say, an offensive-minded team, or one that wants to lock it down defensively and then, you know, take your chances?
Me personally, I've always been, you know, kind of defense first, and I think that's kind of what we've adopted a little bit too. You know, defense, we've kind of had more structure and, you know, a little bit more creativity in the offensive zone. But, you know, if we can shut things down, then we can be creative in the offensive zone and go to work and get points on the board.
The team last year, right, you made it into the regionals, right, and didn't go as far as you probably thought you could have.
Right.
How do you, like, I know coming off that game to end the year, you want to get right back at it, but it's a long road to get there. So how are you navigating that, you know, like, I think you get what I'm trying to say. Like, you want to play in that national tournament right now, but it's not that easy. You have steps to take before you get there.
Right, absolutely. For us, we just kind of take it day by day, you know. Just try to, you know, come and work 100% every day, all day, and do what we can to get wins. For us, you know, it's getting in the gym, going 100% every practice, you know, just being together too, you know, as a family. And we've got a pretty tight-knit group of guys this year, and I think that helps for sure. Everybody's got kind of the same mentality of, you know, whatever it takes to win. And, yeah, we're looking to do something special this year, and I think we can for sure.
Right now, in the Central Region, it's got Adrian ranked 13th. What do you need to be at to make it into a regional? Do you know?
I think we're right in there. I think it's either 12, the cutout's 14, I think.
Okay.
12 or 14, one of those two.
Okay, so you're right there, right on the edge. And, you know, take care of what you can control, right? Control what you can control. Keep finding a way to win games. Looking at your schedule, what types of schools do we play? You know, do we play, like, a Central Michigan or Michigan State? Who's in the league and kind of who's a common opponent that people might recognize?
Probably Michigan State, I would say, is one big team. And for us, we got 2 big ones against them earlier this year, which was huge. First time in program history, actually. And then we also got the chance to go up to Canada this year and play Sioux College and Lake State. And we ended up beating Sioux College our last game of last semester this year, too. So those are a couple big teams that were pretty huge wins for us. And it definitely helps having everybody bought in, because we were, you know, we've been down a couple of games, but we've been able to, you know, be resilient and come back and get that win.
You know, we talked about the success of last year and trying to get it into this year. It sounds a lot like building a culture within that team, right, with the ACHA D2 team. Is that a fair assessment? Like, winning obviously helps build a culture, but, you know, Sean, you're kind of in that stage of building this culture under this coaching staff and with you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that kind of goes back to, you know, us being kind of a tight-knit group of guys too. And, you know, we're around each other all the time, you know, we're always hanging out, always talking, stuff like that. And everybody's bought in too. So I think that, you know, it's kind of what it comes down to changing that culture and trying to, you know, work towards this goal of getting to nationals and making it out of regionals this year.
With, you know, we mentioned earlier in the interview the kind of long break, like the full semester break, and getting back into it, what kind of break did the team actually get? You know, is it a you get 3 weeks off and then we're skating here, or you get a week off and then you're back? How did Coach Walker approach that?
So we ended up getting the full month off, and then our first practice back was yesterday, actually. And
feeling it a little bit?
Actually, a little bit. Okay, but I mean, we were flying. We were flying for sure. Guys were excited to get back on the ice, and you know, pucks were moving, pucks were going in the net, and stuff like that. Guys were yelling, being loud and vocal. So we were definitely excited to get back, and yeah, we're looking to push it.
All right, next home game, January 19th, taking on Purdue Northwest, 4 p.m. So that's a Sunday game. So you got the women's D1 team playing at 1 o'clock and then stick around for men's D2 at 4 p.m. at the Arrington. Fill in the blank for whatever team it is. It's tough for someone to come into the Arrington and win. I don't know what it is. You know, we're not undefeated in our home rink, but you know, it's just something about that building, isn't it, Sean?
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely a nice barn to play in. I think having WOW kind of helps out, too, a little bit. The fans, you know, getting a little rowdy up there sometimes. But I think it's just kind of the mentality that, you know, every single team here on campus has, too. It's just, you know, this is our home ice. We're going to do, you know, whatever it takes to defend it because we're not going to lose.
Well, Sean, it's nice to meet you finally. I've heard a lot of good things about you, and thanks for taking the time, and good luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
And again, that was Sean Potts with the ACHA men's D2 hockey team at Adrian College, the junior from Ohio, the team captain. Bulldogs in action next on the 19th, that Sunday, as they'll play Purdue Northwest. That's a 4 p.m. puck drop. So Sunday's a hockey day. Go to the Arrington 1 o'clock for D1 women and then D2 men to follow at 4. I'd like to thank everyone here at Frickers for making this Monday very special, just like every other Monday. We're here at Frickers. Be sure to tip your wait staff. They do a great job. They put up with us here at Frickers. So we'll be back next week, same time, same place, 7 to 8 on Monday night for the ACL Access Show. For Josh Mitchell back in our Cave Studios, I'm Ian Wendt saying good night from Frickers and Adrian on 96.5 The Cave. 965thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Take in a hockey game this week with games on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Women's basketball plays at home on Wednesday, and men's and women's volleyball have home games on Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243 AD, Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.